Meals.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, January 30th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Supervisor Jimmy Paulding releases statement on Truth Act form. Public hearing for cannabis operations in Paso Robles scheduled. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 70s. It's 34 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. 805-674-5141. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Supervisor Jimmy Paulding has released a statement on the Truth Act form held earlier this week in the Board of Supervisors meeting. Paulding thanks everyone who participated in the hearing, as they received more than 4 hours of public comment. Paulding summarizes Sheriff Ian Parkinson's explanation on their role with ICE and how they do not participate in immigration enforcement, nor do they assist in the field. Paulding then discusses ICE-free zones, saying, quote, local governments cannot legally prohibit federal immigration agents from entering publicly accessible spaces. But he does acknowledge that the county can prohibit county-owned facilities from being commandeered by the federal government for the purpose of immigration enforcement activities. Paulding says with regards to ICE-free zones, quote, I believe it is irresponsible and potentially dangerous to establish policies that set false expectations in our communities when they are legally unenforceable. Paulding says in his statement he supports law-abiding immigrants and local law enforcement. I am deeply concerned about the federal immigration tactics we have seen across our nation, which I believe are dangerous, he says. He then summarizes the actions voted on by the board unanimously in its meeting. The City of Paso Robles has released a public notice for a hearing on cannabis delivery. The hearing will be held February 10th at 6:30 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The proposed amendment to the city's municipal code will allow for the operation of non-storefront, delivery-only cannabis retail establishments in the city. The proposed amendment would establish a firm cap of three such businesses and will update and expand definitions in the municipal code for consistency with state law and clarity. The public is encouraged to attend the meeting in person or participate remotely. Highway 46 single lane closure for PG&E Highline Project. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. PG&E will be continuing their Estrella Highline project in February, which will result in a single lane closure on a segment of Highway 46. The closure will affect the 46 between Highway 101 and Buena Vista Drive. Closures will be held February 4th and 5th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., then again on February 8th and the 22nd from 6 to 10 a.m. Travelers should expect some delays during these times. The City of Paso Robles invites community members to attend Coffee with the City, formerly Coffee with the City Manager. The next session is this morning at 7:30, held in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewer, 1346 Railroad Street. The meeting will include looking at key accomplishments in 2025, looking ahead at 2026, and introductions to staff members added over the past year. Two goal-setting workshops are scheduled for the City of Atascadero this weekend. The first will be held today, and the next on Saturday the 31st in the City Council Chambers. Tonight's meeting starts at 6, and will review upcoming and ongoing projects and improvements for economic and community vibrancy and on zoo operations. The workshop will then continue on Saturday at 9 a.m. The City of Atascadero announced they'll be holding a workshop to gather feedback and input on short-term rental regulations. The city is considering adopting new rules and regulations to promote responsible and safe operation of short-term rentals in the community. The city is looking for feedback from community members, neighbors, short-term rental operators, and any other interested individuals. The workshop will take place Thursday, February 5th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Atascadero City Hall. Staff will be available to answer questions and share information at the workshop. The County District Attorney's Office will be holding a free three-part seminar today on real estate fraud. The seminar will help professionals and the public learn how to identify, prevent, and respond to fraud. A release from the DA's office outlines how the latest scheme works, involving a scammer impersonating legitimate property owners in San Luis Obispo County and asking for unsuspecting real estate agents to list the property for sale. Impersonators will then initiate a transaction with a little company or the title company and will claim they are out of the area or cannot meet in person, requesting documents to be sent to them via email. The DA's office says there are no successfully completed fraudulent sales in San Luis Obispo County that have been reported to them as of this date, but they've identified 120 properties in the county that have been targeted. The seminars start at 9 a.m. in the Board of Supervisors chambers in downtown San Luis Obispo. In sports, for the NBA, yesterday the 76ers beat the Kings 113-111, the Timberwolves over the Thunder 111-123, Suns beat the Pistons 114-96. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Wizards, the Warriors will go against the Pistons, the Clippers will face the Nuggets, and the Kings will go against the Celtics. In California news, the California Supreme Court has ruled a new standard for police to charge a driver with an open container violation. This new ruling is for marijuana, where police must find marijuana in a usable quantity, in imminently usable condition, and readily accessible to an occupant for a driver to be charged with an open container violation. The U.S. Department of Education announced they have found that a California Department of Education's policy be a violation of federal law. The CDE policy in question is one where California schools are not required to inform parents of their child's gender transition or identity change. The Department of Education has ordered the CDE to resolve this violation. A girls' ice hockey team from Santa Clara was involved in a fatal crash in Colorado on Thursday. The incident occurred just before 9 a.m. Colorado time on Interstate 70 in Clear Creek County. A van carrying 10 people, including three members of the ice hockey team, collided with a Colorado Department of Transition snowplow. The driver of the van was killed, and 8 people were injured in the crash, with 2 adults in serious condition. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, hey, it looks like global dairy markets are sending some mixed signals as milk production remains steady while international demand shows signs of weakening. USDA data shows U.S. milk output holding near last year's levels, although regional variations continue to persist. Meanwhile, slower import demand from Asia has also weighed on global prices, in particular for skim milk powder. Dairy economists said feed costs have eased a little bit, offering some relief to dairy producers, but margins still remain awful tight. Industry analysts also note that cheese demand has remained relatively strong domestically, helping offset weaker export markets. Now, farm groups said volatility underscores the importance of risk management tools as dairy producers continue to navigate uncertain price signals. USDA, though, is expected to release updated dairy outlook figures later this month, which could influence producer decisions heading into spring. So, as usual, a lot going on in dairy country, whether it be impacts to the actual dairy producer themselves or even consumers.
CattleCon 2026 heads to the heart of Nashville, February 3rd to the 5th. Music City is the place to be for the largest cattle industry event of the year, offering education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA trade show, outstanding entertainment, and more. Go where the beef industry meets. CattleCon 2026 in Music City, downtown Nashville, February 3rd to the 5th. Visit convention.ncba.org for more.
Hopefold Herefords is offering over 60 head of registered Hereford and Angus bulls in their upcoming Cattlemen's Choice sale on Monday, February 2nd. We are located northwest of Halliday, North Dakota, and are focused on raising cattle that are sound, functional, and built to perform in real ranch conditions. The sale will also feature registered bred Hereford heifers and F1 Black Baldy and Red Baldy open heifers. We invite you to join us on February 2nd at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the ranch and online at DV Auction. For more details, visit PeltonPoldHerefords.com or contact Craig at 701-260-0058.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esther Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California delegates to the American Farm Bureau Federation succeeded in advancing several changes to the organization's policy on water use and table wine. AFBF adopted all 4 of the policy changes that the California Farm Bureau submitted through the delegate process during the 107th AFBF Annual Convention in Anaheim, January 9th through the 14th. The policies approved at the meeting will direct the nation's largest general farm organization in its legislative and regulatory efforts in 2026. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas, who is an AFBF voting delegate, praised the months of work by Farm Bureau members and staff to identify policy areas that needed discussion and change at the national level. Our members' participation influences policies on key issues that affect their business and livelihood, Douglas said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi. delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports there's a traffic hazard on eastbound Highway 46 near just west of Shandon. CHP reports that two pallets are between both lanes on the roadway. CHP has a unit en route. Again, there is a traffic hazard reported on the 46 East, just west of Shandon, with two pallets on the roadway. Traffic report was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight, lows in the mid 30s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid 70s, east northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday and Friday next week. Low 70s Sunday and Monday, mid-70s Tuesday and Wednesday, upper 70s Thursday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 34 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Discover Restaurant Month at Cello Restaurant and Bar, located at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Savor a thoughtfully crafted prefix menu showcasing locally sourced ingredients, including local lamb, house-made pasta, and seasonal produce, prepared with Italian inspiration. Each course is complemented by optional wine pairings, thoughtfully selected to enhance flavor. Restaurant Month starts in January from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Cello Restaurant and Bar, where cuisine meets purpose.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Companies were paying more for things in December. The producer price index, which measures inflation at the wholesale level, rose 0.5%, up 0.7% for core PPI, excluding food and energy. For the year ending in December, the PPI rose 3%, up 3.3% for core PPI. The readings are all higher than estimated. Kevin Warsh, a former Fed governor, has been selected by President Trump to succeed Fed Chair Jerome Powell, whose term ends in mid-May. Warsh was the youngest Fed governor in history when he was appointed at age 35. American Express card member spending rose 9% in the holiday quarter. Earnings and revenue rose. It's raising its dividend. Wall Street was expecting even more, and Amex shares are lower. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
We're here to help.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices. 238-5775, which, of course, by now you know you can text that. 238-KPRL to join in.
Penso che un sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipingevo le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapito e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Anybody know what Valari means? Chris, do you know what Valari means?
Nope.
I don't either. That's a sing-along. All right, lighter stuff first here. Has anybody had the experience when you're canceling a particular... in this case, it was a phone. Chris, you were aware of the procedure that we were going through.
More or less, yes.
Yes. It only took an hour and a half to do this, by the way.
Only?
Only an hour and a half.
Record time for you, I'd say.
Well, believe me, I did very little. Anyway, so I got rid of my phone, and I'm moving to another carrier because... I finally said, I'm paying too much money, and I'm going to be saving $90 a month. So I thought, okay, that's the way to go. And under the recommendation of our engineer, I switched to what he's been using for over 15 years. And he's the one who helped me yesterday.
Thankfully, it wasn't me this time.
Well, I shouldn't say help me. I watched him. I did a couple of things. But anyway... So we're going through the process, and it's a major pain in the neck. And, you know, there's security. I understand some of that. But when the easy part was my new phone and getting everything transferred over, that was relatively easy. The hardest part and the most time-consuming was saying bye-bye to Verizon.
Oh, I get you. They do not want you to cancel your contract.
Well, of course.
Right, of course.
Yeah, but you know, but what was funny is we were having a heck of a time getting the PIN to transfer. And they kept it, that was the longest part. Anyway, but while we're doing this, there were pop-ups coming up from Verizon saying, thank you for being a valued customer for 20 years. We've got a deal for you. They were going to give me $20 off a month for a whole year.
Yeah, more or less the same thing happened to us when we switched internet service providers.
Okay. And, you know, but I'm thinking, well, 20, that's still not the 90 I'm going to be saving a month anyway. So, I mean, it wasn't going to happen, but I thought it was funny that they were doing this, and that kept popping up because we had problems getting the PIN from them to do the number transfer. And I'm sure that was deliberate. So this probably popped up three or four times saying, hey, you valued customer, 20 years, we're going to give you $20 a month off your bill for a whole year and so forth. So I started thinking, and I seem to recall my brother going, not with the phone, but with his TV service in Maryland, that he switched, and they did the same thing, that they were going to give him a better deal, you know, to keep him from leaving.
And so, it was still worse than what you were switching to.
Right. Yeah, it was. But I wonder how many people have experienced that. And the look, again, it's one of these things. You prepare for the headache. That's what we did. Actually, Bill and I had a pretty good time yesterday just messing around with this stuff and everything else. But it's just like, okay, so no, nothing's, as Linda and I say all the time, nothing's simple anymore. It's just not simple anymore.
You know what my dad said on the deal that we were being offered from our former ISP after we left?
What?
If we're such a valued customer, why weren't they offering this to us to begin with?
Well, that pops into your mind, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So only after you leave or you're threatening to leave, it's like, oh, no, don't go. We'll lower your prices, we swear, for a year.
Or how about, let me see. Not recently, but so you sign up for a gym membership and you're paying whatever a month, and then right after you sign up they've got a deal that is like, you know, $10 or $15 less per month. It just kind of ticks you off. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, so that discussion reminds me of, I remember when I was, you know, many years ago, 30-40 years ago, there used to be the big joke about getting out of your gym membership, and you practically need a letter signed in blood, sealed with a goat paw from Zimbabwe or something, but they would not stop taking money out of your account. It would seem to take people a year.
Well, that's, again, it's all deliberate. I fought that, and I don't know how I was able to pull it off, because I said, I just want to pay for the year, you know, and get it out of the way. I don't want you going in and taking it out of my account.
Yeah, I don't know if it's so difficult now as it was then. I just remember everybody used to comment on it. Maybe we're just all used to it now, and people just sigh and move on. And I'm glad you're bringing it up, because I thought about moving too, and then I just think, what a hassle this is going to be. And then I don't switch from the same carrier. But I'm glad, because now I'm getting motivated, you know, to, you know, like, you know, screw you bastards, you know, I'm moving on. I mean, yeah, but you got to realize you're going to take some time to do it. But yeah, it just reminded me of the old gym membership. That's a good idea, to pay annually with a one-time, you know, payment.
Yeah, but, you know, back to the, with the phone thing, I, you know, I'd been thinking about it for a while, and, you know, like you just said, like, you know, I don't, it's going to be a pain, and, you know, you get comfortable, you know, to an extent, and then I just, when I saw that I'm going to save $90 a month, that was like, okay, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, and, over $1,000 a year, that's some cash.
And I, you know, fortunately, I didn't have any buyout or anything, because I bought the phone outright. I didn't do a monthly on it. And, you know, I'm going back 7 years now, at least, for this new phone that I had, all the one I just got rid of. And even if they were going to do that, I just wasn't going to pay. I'll pay my monthly what I owe now, but I wasn't going to pay anything afterwards. So you have to do it. Believe me, after it was over with, I felt good about it, and I was thinking about saving the money, and also telling them, you don't have to go down and then do it, because when you do the PIN and the transfer on the number, it automatically cuts you, and they'll just bill you for what you owe.
Got it. So you don't have to even show up in person. Oh, okay.
No, yeah, you go to, you know, whatever new carrier you're doing, and this was done over, again, just between the two phones and the computer here in the studio, and we got it done. Now, it's, again, be prepared to have your passwords and all that kind of stuff ready to go, and just do it.
We've got a family plan with multiple phones, so but on the other hand, I hate that people do this to you. And it makes me more motivated to go, yeah, I'm not going to let them impede me from saving money.
With a family plan and multiple phones, it's going to take you quite a bit longer than it did just for my one phone. But, see, the thing, what I did, though, is because our engineer, he goes from Santa Barbara all the way up to King City. He has all these stations that he takes care of, and he's out in some pretty remote areas. So when I was talking to him a couple of weeks ago about it, I said, you know, he's had this, the company he's with has been with for 15 years. And I said, what's your service like, you know, as far as, you know, in remote areas? He says he's never had an issue. And that was the key for me because of where we live. I wanted to make sure that the coverage was there, and he loves them. And so if it's good enough for my engineer in all the areas he goes, I said, okay, I'm doing this. I'm making the switch. And they have family plans that could be two phones, $60 a month.
Yeah, I've got plenty because there's some kids involved too. Anyway, maybe you can give us the initials of the new carrier. I'm wondering if it's the one that guy I really like that was on Dirty Jobs that he promotes.
No, it's
wasn't that one?
No, it's Google Fi.
Oh, really? I've never even heard of it.
I hadn't either. They've been, like I said, my engineer's been using it for 15 years.
I'm shocked that something I've never even heard of is that good of coverage, but I have heard that some of the, you know, like PureTalk, they say they use the same towers that all the big ones do, and so it's going to be the same coverage. So, yeah.
Well,
all right, well, I'll start looking into it. I'm glad you brought this up.
Okay, good luck.
All thank right, you.
Bye. Yeah, I mean, I've heard of those other ones, but again, you know, the ones for the sports veteran, but I'm simply going by the recommendation of my engineer because because of the remoteness, he's been out to my house having to do some work as well, so he knows the area, and I just don't want any issues because Verizon, one with the money, but also the coverage, I had issues around the house. In other words, I had to have my head tilted a certain way. If I was out in the garage sitting down or on one side of the house, I couldn't get any coverage, et cetera, et cetera. And I was just starting to see more issues. And this phone I got, what's cool is it's basically the same phone. It's a Galaxy, and all the icons look the same. So it's, you know, it's not like I have to, although, Chris, there may be one issue you have to help me with.
Oh, boy.
But no, it's just with something on the texting. Hi, good morning.
Kevin, you're giving the story I just went through a week ago. I had Verizon, and I was with them for 15 years, I think, and I kept talking about getting a better rate. And they got me all the way down to $65, and they said that's the best they could do.
Wow.
So I went to I had to find something else. So I had Charter for my internet service and my home phone, my landline they call it, and so they $30 a month. Everything's the same.
That's what mine is. Mine is now. Mine went from 106 a month down to 30.
Is that more than one phone?
Just mine. Now you can get.
But I'm saying that's 106 for one phone. They're really zipping you.
Yeah. you know, we're on the auto pay.
Yeah.
And so, you kind of forget, at least because this is from the business. You know, it comes to the business because it's a business phone.
Right.
And so, you get used to looking at the number.
The number meaning?
The bill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
You say,
right.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It's the same every month, right.
Yeah, it's $106 every month. Okay, blah, blah,
wow.
Blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, finally again, the hammer hit me upside the head and thinking.
Were they asking you to bend over first before you paid?
Well, no. Because I've heard all these commercials on radio.
Right. And everybody's doing it now.
Better this, better that, and so forth. And I thought, you know what? I'm really going to look into this and get it done.
Yeah, I just picked one because it was convenient, but I'm thinking of changing again already. Thank God there's no contract. But you're right. I tried to get on Verizon's website to get the exit information, and it's almost impossible to find.
It's deliberate because...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but yesterday, like I mentioned with the PIN number, that was a huge pain in the neck because the PIN number is basically the final step of saying adios.
Yeah, what happens is, it was explained to me, they own the phone number.
Right.
And you have to get the PIN in order for them to release the phone number to the new carrier.
Yeah.
If you don't want to keep your number, you can just go.
Right, but I, you know, there's no way I'm changing
it. No, we want to do that, yeah.
Yeah, not going to change the number, so...
And Andy, did you change? You changed the type of phone that you had from one brand to another?
I have a Samsung. I don't even know what the old one was.
Well, yeah, because I know if you go from a Samsung to an iPhone, it's almost impossible to translate your data.
No, the data was that was easy. I know that I have a Samsung Galaxy, whatever you know it is, and that was fine. Obviously, we tested everything, and it just flew over there.
Well, that's good and good because that can be a hard thing. You don't want to lose your data, that's for sure.
No, well, no, not you know, not for me because I just have basically three or four main things that I use on the phone. I don't do the games or you know any of that nonsense and stuff. So.
Well, I mean, just your phone numbers, your phone book, and your messages. If that's pretty much what you need, the rest is all expendable.
Yeah, and the email.
Email, phone number, and messages, right?
Yeah, that's it. You know, once in a while, I'll go on and. You know, I do searches.
Yeah, well, I'm curious about the fact of the availability because my biggest complaint was I had, before I went to Verizon, I was cursing AT&T like crazy because I'm standing with no signal and the guy next to me is talking to his wife on the phone because he's got a different carrier, which was Verizon. They have good coverage, but you pay for it.
Yeah, well, again, the coverage I had from Verizon out where I lived was not consistent at all. And
right.
So, again, I'll repeat myself that because my engineer goes to more remote places than where I live, he doesn't have any issues. So I said, okay, that's the selling point for me.
Well, not only that, but when I took my cruise to Australia and New Zealand, they were charging me every day I made a phone call. It was an international phone call rate. I could pay for a monthly fee of $100 to get overseas service or go by the day. And they really stick it to you.
Well, they do. People just need to, I guess, and I understand, get out of the comfort zone. Because my
yeah, you get stuck with the same. You get comfortable being in the same thing. Now, I have friends who go to Europe three or four times a year, and they use T-Mobile because you don't need to do anything besides use your phone. You know, translation services or extra fees.
Well, my next conquest is going to be TV.
TV meaning carrier or its provider.
Yeah, to get a better rate.
I did the same thing with Dish. Talked them into a better rate.
Mm-hmm.
With 105 to 62.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, that was because I had to give them a 2-year contract. This was rather than month to month. So, and if I quit, it's $25 for each month I didn't use.
Hmm. Well,
so there's always a hook.
Well, there is, depending on the contract. But my engineer warned me. He says, well, it may cost you, you know, X amount of money to get out of this thing. And I said, well, you know what? It's going to be less than the $900 that I'm going to save. So,
I don't know why it would cost you money to leave a phone unless you didn't own your phone. You owned your phone.
Right. I owned it, and the contract, I'd been with it long enough. It's not like I talked to a couple of people about this. They recently got a new phone, and they're like on a 2-year deal, and it would cost them to get out. But I told them, I said, in the long run, it may be worth it to pay to get out of it, to get a lower monthly rate.
Yeah, you got to do the math.
That's pretty simple. But anyway.
Yeah, I was talked into upgrading my phone. I wanted to upgrade it anyway, but I still you know, didn't want to pay for the $1,000 phone. And the guy says, well, we'll give you a huge rebate on your turned in your phone. I had an iPhone 12. And I said, great, I'll do it. Then it turns out after I got the phone and the contract, there was no bonus whatsoever.
Well, the good thing about this is obviously I had to get a new phone, and the phone only cost me $183.
Really? Was that because they wanted you to come over to the service? Is that like a come-on kind of offer?
I'm assuming so because I got again, pretty much the same phone I have, a Galaxy something, A16 something.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the Galaxy models.
Well, I don't other than what the name is.
Right, and you know, it's like me, I have an iPhone because I have an iMac and I have an iPad, and they all talk to each other. and it's so easy to make a transition. You buy the new phone, and all the information is there already. It's really kind of nice.
Yeah, well, you know, on this, you know, when they were showing the phones that I could get, I was looking, and some of these things, $999, and
oh yeah,
I'm
the
thinking,
one that bends in the middle.
How much better can a phone that costs $999 be?
Yeah, I only upgraded because I wanted a better camera because I like to take pictures. Other than that, the phone I had was perfect.
Well, the one I've had on my Galaxy, that camera, it's fine. I'm not into it like you are, so.
Well, you know, I've been taking pictures forever, and sometimes you can't tell the difference between my iPhone and my $3,000 SLR. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of hurts in a way.
Yeah, it does. All right, I got to run.
All right.
All right, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Supervisor Jimmy Paulding has released a statement on the Truth Act form held earlier this week. Paulding thanks everyone who participated in the hearing and summarized the information given by Sheriff Ian Parkinson. Paulding also said he believes it is irresponsible and potentially dangerous to set false expectations, referring to ICE-free zones, and says he supports both local law enforcement and the legal immigrant community. Two goal-setting workshops are scheduled for the city of Atascadero this weekend. The meeting will be held today and one on Saturday the 31st in the city council chambers. Tonight's meeting starts at 6 p.m. and will review upcoming and ongoing projects and improvements for economic and community vibrancy in the city. The Saturday meeting starts at 9 a.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 70s, it's 34 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump expected to announce Kevin Warsh as his pick for Federal Reserve Chair to replace Jerome Powell this morning. The two have clashed in recent months, with the president accusing him of moving too slowly to lower interest rates. Senate leaders scrambling, trying to save a bipartisan spending deal and avert a government shutdown. The deadline is midnight tonight. A nor'easter expected to blanket much of the east coast of the U.S. this weekend with snow, days after a winter storm dumped ice and snow in the region. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein.
We expect to have greater concentrations of snow east rather than the mountains. It's kind of backwards from what most people expect. There is also concern about overwash from tides on the Outer Banks. And so people on the Outer Banks need to be aware and be careful.
America's listening to Fox News.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michaels Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michaels Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Hi, it's Casey, the market manager. The Templeton Farmers Market is at the Templeton Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. In season, we have strawberries, leafy greens, avocados, oranges, winter squash, honey, meat, flowers, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, bread, bagels, coffee, and tamales. If you can't make it Saturday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Baywood on Mondays, Paso Robles on Tuesdays, and Atascadero on Wednesdays. We are open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous. Check out our social media for day of updates.
10 and a half minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles,
Here's Monsi Bolaños.
In the NBA, it was a good night for Dylan Brooks and the Suns.
Throw to Brooks between the circles. He crosses over in front of Asar Thompson. Spins him to the top of the key. Gets into the lane. Floater is good for Dylan Brooks. Give him 32 points on his free t-shirt night here at Mortgage Matchup Center. What a night for Dylan the Villain.
You heard it all on the Suns Radio Network. He ended with 40 points and the Suns defeated the Pistons 114-96. The Timberwolves beat the Thunder 123-111, and the 76ers topped the Kings 113-111 on a Tyrese Maxey layup. Maxey ended with 40 points. In Dallas, the Hornets survived 123-121 against the Mavericks. Con Knipple had 34 points, while Cooper Flagg in the loss had 49 points. It's the most points ever by a teenager in the NBA. And on the ice, the Stars beat the Golden Knights 5-4 in a shootout.
And we have the Super Bowl coming up next Sunday from Westwood One. Of course, the Patriots and the Seahawks. And I got all the Sat Channel informations from the show director and so forth, and the automation and everything like that, and the coverage that we have to take from Westwood One in order to make sure that everything goes in sequence is at 9 in the morning. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical at Tascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, we'll have a little bit of clouds and sunshine on your Friday. Low 70s, some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy skies early, then some sunshine again on Saturday with highs expected in the mid 70s. And for Sunday, low 70s, right around 70 on Monday, mid-70s Tuesday, Wednesday, upper 70s Thursday, and low 70s a week from today. No rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 7.05 a.m., 5.29 p.m. We are at 34. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical at Tascadero. They've been serving you since 1979. World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's. It is your most complete firearms trainer and supplier in Atascadero. Oh, that's where they're located. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them home where they need to be, and that's home, safe, and sound. And like I said yesterday, probably in some cases, under the covers. Under the covers. All right, as I look to my left on the world-famous board here, the blackboard on the left-hand side, it is, well, it's got a lot of stuff on it, but nothing regarding the pet alert. But if you lose one or find one, and that would be winged or webbed, two-footed or more, simply give us a call at the station here. Monday through Fridays, that number is 238-1230. The best way, though, is from our southern division down there in Texas. That's reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Visit atascaderogunshop.com. Okay, time for trivia here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. All righty, and it is brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner. If you're qualifying for a gift certificate, contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, Friday I play a little bit of a tease of a song. If you know the name of the artiste or the name of the song, call in. Do not answer a question with a question. This is first grade English or whatever it is, whatever. And make sure the inflection does not sound like a question. Kabish? Got it. Good luck. Here we go. It's a fun one. It's on. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. This was big. I mean, this was a huge crossover song. Huge. The biggest song of this person's career. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Who do you think? KPRL. Let's see here. It was number one for 5 weeks on the country charts, and it was reached number nine in the top 40. All right. And worldwide, it was pretty darn good, too. And again, just this guy was very talented, very talented. Wrote most of his own stuff and started out life pretty rough. He was in foster homes and orphanages for about 7 years when he was a kid. Hi, good morning.
Jerry Reed.
Yes, Jerry Reed. When you're hot, you're hot. Okay, you remember the song.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, Jerry Reed was a kick. I liked him. All right, sir, you're a final qualifier. May I have your name?
John Christensen.
All right, John, we have you down. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for listening. Here it is, 1971, Son, Jerry Reed. Son.
Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Patty had a big trap game going back in the attic. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good, I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bone. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah. When you hot, you hot. When you not, you not. Put all the money in and let it roll again. When you hot, you hot. Da la 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 la. Da la 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 la. Da la 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 la. When you hot, you hot. Yeah, now every time I roll them dice, I'd win. And I was just getting ready to roll them again. When I heard something behind me, I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, looks like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you hot, you hot. When you not, you not.
You can split it all down in City Hall. I said, yeah,
when you hot,
you hot. In the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
He let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well,
when you're hot, you're hot.
I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, judge.
I like the end there when he goes, judge. All right, again, started off a little rough in life in the foster homes and for about 7 years. And he served a couple of years in the United States Army, but he had a bend for music most of his life. And he really got some help, so to speak. He recorded Guitar Man, which Elvis then covered. So that helped him kind of get on his way. And then in the early 70s, man, he just exploded and had a bunch of hits, including that one. Also, U.S. Mail, earlier one, and it's a very nice song, A Thing Called Love. And, of course, Amos Moses. You may remember that. And then, of course, he was then in the movies, Eastbound and Down, and a whole bunch of stuff with those. Excuse me, Smokey and the Bandit. So very talented guy. There you have Mr. Jerry Reed.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. PG&E will be continuing their Estrella Highline project in February, which will result in a single lane closure on a segment of Highway 46 East. The closure will affect the 46 between the 101 and Buena Vista Drive. Closures will be held February 4th and 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., then again on February 8th and 22nd from 6 to 10 a.m. City of Paso Robles invites the community to attend Coffee with the City. The next session will take place this morning at 7:30 a.m., held in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewer, 1346 Railroad Street. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 70s, it's 34 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Heavy smoker for all of his life, Jerry Reed died in Nashville in September of 2008. complications from emphysema. He was married to Paula Mitchell for many, many years. They had two daughters who both became country singers. Jerry Reed. All right, we've got two more to go this hour, brought to you by Burr Logger Excavation. They specialize in dozer work for rural and ranch development. 805-674-5141.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.